And good morning. It is a Monday. It's an open phone day today. And last week we had a tragic fire that took place in Philadelphia. 18 people staying in one four-bedroom public housing complex. And what do you know? Trying to heat with space heaters. And we had a fire in Burlington, right? Two fires, I believe, didn't we?
We did.
Okay, hold on a second. Two space heater fires here?
I don't know if they're space heater fires specifically, but one of them was definitely caused by a pair of space heaters plugged into the same outlet that overloaded an electrical circuit.
Yeah. So, and you know, and I know it gets, yes, it did get cold. You know, but if you don't have a furnace that is working, that does the right thing, I mean, you could look, Bob Jern, I could play the Bob Jern commercial. You know, if it's not space heaters, or I could play the Access Energy spot that says, you know, be very careful with the use of space heaters. Do not use the ones that have the heated coils.
Those are the most dangerous.
They are very dangerous. They draw a lot of current, and they also get very hot.
And they overload easily.
But, you know, I don't know.
I think we're of the opinion that the safest type of space heater, if you absolutely need one, is a Cool Touch ceramic space heater.
And yes, and it should be, but you should have that. Upstairs bedroom, I think we had just basically for those to just warm it up a little bit, because we like to turn the heat down a little bit. But if they're needing to have a little warmer temperature in the morning, fine. But don't run it. You can't run it more than a little bit at a time.
I usually only have one trouble getting heat to one room in my house, and that is the bathroom usually.
Well,
for some reason, in a lot of houses, that seems to be the coldest part of the house.
Yeah, it can be. It certainly can be, anyway. But you can usually turn hot water on and get it steamy if you need to.
Well, yeah, but then you turn it off, it gets cold again.
I know. But that's, you know, anyway, space heaters, the tragedy in the Bronx, New York, 19 dead, and at least 60 injured, 30 are in life-threatened conditions, they're saying right now. Yeah, I think, we see this happening all the time. But again, the danger, space heaters, they are a danger, and overcrowding. Overcrowded places are a danger as well.
That seems to be the combination of those two things, unfortunately, led to the situations that we're in. But again, the lesson to take away from this is if you need to use a space heater, do so with extreme care.
And use it very sparingly too. If you don't have a heating source, if your furnace isn't working properly, then get it fixed. I know. It's all easier said than done, you know.
But it's definitely the safer option.
Yeah. It is 9:10 at KBUR. We're talking about anything and everything that's on our minds and on your minds. One of the things last week on Thursday was the anniversary, January 6th anniversary.
I don't think you need to say any more other than that.
Well, I think one of the things that's come out against that is, and Sean Hannity has been in the public eye, obviously, you know, let's face it. Now, Sean is on, he's on our radio stations, 2 to 5. We know very well that he was.
He makes his views very clear.
Well, he makes his views very clear. And we also know that from the time that Donald Trump announced that he was going to run for president, Sean was, in essence, the de facto campaign manager for Trump. Always put him on whenever he could, whenever he wanted to. This is while he's running for president. And very, very, very.
And while he was president.
Very, very strong advocate for Donald Trump. Now, what happened on the 6th of January a year ago, that's, immediately following that, Sean was on the air saying, you know, President Trump said they had the speech, gave a speech, and he said, now march peacefully towards the Capitol. And that's what he did.
Well, sorry to say they didn't listen.
Well, the problem was you had his son, and you also had Rudy Giuliani.
His lawyer.
And his lawyer, who were basically, you know, saying, we need to seize control. We need to charge now. We need to go. They used all of the hyperbole we need to take action. They used the words that they said those words.
The problem is people tend, in those situations, sometimes people take hyperbolic statements to be literal.
Now, from the White House staff, I'm not beating up on Donald Trump or President Trump or whatever, but the Stop the Steal movement, it has been...
It's the famous tweet that's kind of become a meme since it happened, Stop the Count.
Stop the Count, but also it was... Now, there's another factor that goes into why would you put Stop the Count on there. The count is that the fact is...
Because that's when he was ahead in the vote tally?
You know, between Republicans and Democrats... Democrats tend to use more mail-in or absentee ballots. They tend, it's just basically, yes. it's a party type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to use more. Now.
And now there's a lot of legislation in a lot of Republican-led states to, for want of a better phrase, hamper absentee voting.
You know, I think that most of the ones I've read, you know, they're really not, they're basically, they're limiting time. They're requiring an ID, and I don't have any problem with an ID.
No, there's not, because in all honesty, these changes are extremely minimal.
Yeah.
And if you really want to vote absentee, you can find a way to get it done.
Exactly, and that's, you know, I don't know how many I voted absentee, and it was a pandemic for heaven's sakes. A lot of people didn't want to go to the polls.
Yeah, it's a lot safer way to vote.
And yes.
And obviously you're going to have a lot of issues arise because you don't have this many people. I don't think at any point in history have you had this many people voting by mail and absentee in a presidential
election.
And
if you've got somebody going to pick up ballots and take them,
you need
to
only look to the debacle of the Iowa caucuses with that polling app.
I know.
And see.
The reality is, here's the concerns are, I'm not going to get into that. I think the fact is, all of the Supreme Court, all of the courts, all of the jurisdictions all ruled that there was no election, no major election fraud. Could there have been ballots that were tossed the wrong way? Actually, when they did the audit in Wisconsin, it turned actually found another 10,000 votes for Joe Biden. And I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's right now because I think Joe Biden has not done I don't think he's done a great job doing much of anything as being president. I don't think Kamala Harris.
Yeah, so
God
far
forbid,
he's.
Yeah.
So far he's batting below 500.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I think a lot of us are of the same mind. In terms of widespread conspiracy voter fraud, there was no such thing.
No, and the concern I have, though, is that from my understanding, and this is from the people inside, his staff members, inside the White House, and their stories that have come out. There was a number of staff members that quit because, why did they quit? They quit because instead of doing any speech or taking any action while this thing was going on for hours,
he hid.
They said that frankly, and this is from their words, not mine, that he was giddy and moving from room to room, watching the televisions, and rubbing his hands.
Oh Lord!
No, but no action was being taken, and this is in spite of the fact that all of these tweet Mark Meadows, all of his chief of staff, he's getting emails from and texts. From Sean Hannity and from Laura Ingraham and from all of the other, Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Ben Shapiro, Stephen Crowder.
They're saying, look, you need to make a speech. You need to go on. You need to stop this. You need to find a way to cool the jets down. But
you'd name a conservative-leaning media host, I guarantee you they were messaging him at some point.
Anyway, regardless of that, that we're in this Omicron variant right now.
Well, we've discussed this at length, and you've mentioned this a lot of times. A lot of people are saying that Omicron, as a COVID variant, is a sign that the strains are getting less and less severe, which is, I don't want to say a good sign, but it's a sign of improvement.
Well, it's a sign.
I can't think of the proper way to phrase this.
Here's the problem that we have. Now, you guys, by the way, if anybody wants to jump in, I'd be delighted to have.
As would I. Jump in.
But it's a fact that we have. There's so much misinformation that is coming out right now. And you've got, and the CDC seems to be changing their guidelines. It's like, I don't know who's, Dr. Fauci, I'm not blaming Dr. Fauci. I'm thinking, you know, it's like,
well, the reason people blame Dr. Fauci is because he's the guy they put on camera to say this stuff.
I know. And the CDC is the CDC.
I don't really begrudge the CDC or the WHO or anything, because in this type of situation, you kind of have to be reactionary, because it's really hard to be preemptive, because new variants can spring up whenever, and you really, there is no precedent for a situation like this.
Well, so. and it is thought. Now, I was wondering, my question I had was, okay, they have now said if you've had your two shots, the waiting period is now not 6 months but 5 months for both Moderna.
Months?
Five months after after you've had your full vaccination.
Oh, okay.
5 months after your second vaccination.
I thought we were talking about the quarantine period.
No.
That got shortened as well.
That got shortened from 10 days to 5 days. Now I'm not sure where we are on that, but that's another story. But the fact. The question I had was that I had the two shots back. I had a shot in February and a shot in March. And then I had 6 months after that in September. I had a booster, and the question is, and if it's, are they going to be requiring another booster within, you know, in 5 months or whatever, 6 months after your third booster? These are all questions we don't have the answers to. That's the problem with it.
Exactly.
And if you don't have the answers, and so the speculation is, we do know that the Omicron variant is more contagious,
but it is less severe.
It tends to be less severe, especially if you have been fully vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, it's
just another COVID strain.
It's another COVID strain, and it may very well be less severe. But it depends on your system, your immune system.
And that's another thing based on COVID policy, is that every place is different in terms of COVID spread and vaccination rate. And it's not just state by state. It's town by town.
I know. And I was describing this morning, if you were listening at all, I was describing this morning, in fact, my wife, when she went to visit my daughter, she was going to stay at a hotel. And to have her birthday, they were going to treat her to some things and go out in the town and that sort of thing. Go out to dinner and also spend some time at the hotel and that sort of thing. But anyway, when she went to the hotel, it was required that she show her vaccination card, which she did. And that's the same. She had the same thing when they went to a restaurant. Vaccination cards. Vaccinations were required. Any bar or restaurant, they required vaccinations to be, your card to be shown as you went in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they went shopping. I think I mentioned this on the air on this morning. Nobody asked for any vaccination card.
No.
To go into a store.
And I mentioned, if you're a business owner like that, are you going to spend the time and expense to check everyone?
You're
going to
want business.
Yeah.
and that's the thing. I guess.
And anything that hampers that business or limits the people who can give to your business, that makes it hard to turn a profit.
Okay. Now we also have OSHA requirements. That is basically, OSHA is getting involved, and why they are getting involved in this COVID 100, if private businesses of 100 or more, mm-hmm. They're saying you have to have vaccinations.
It's
and
because they want to minimize liability.
That's minimizing, and I can understand
which
that.
Which is completely understandable. You don't want to get sued.
And the Supreme Court is reviewing all of that right now, probably even as I speak.
Didn't they begin reviewing it on Friday?
They did. And there's been some, and some of the Supreme Court justices came out with statements that were not correct. So it was Sonia Sotomayor said something about how many children were the number of children that were in the hospital because of the new variant. The bottom line is we don't know. We don't know more than we really know, although we know a lot more than we did a year ago, if you follow that drift.
Yeah.
It's sort of like...
That's fair to say.
You know, it's...
It has been, for the entirety of the pandemic, it's kind of been a learn-as-you-go scenario.
Well, the other thing is, what we have is, and I said this... I keep saying these things that I said before. I said it during the... I was talking... It was to Steve Ritter, and I was saying, on our Saturday show, not on the air, I think I talked about it off the air, but I'll say what I said. The biggest issue I have right now with the new variant is that it tends, the symptoms that it is in most, tends to mimic a standard cold or a flu or a minor case of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to be coughs, runny nose,
fatigue,
you know, the types of things.
Nausea.
I haven't seen a lot of nausea. Has not been considered one.
Really?
Of the, no, not on this particular variant. No. That was more the Delta variant. Now, I know you got to remember that, keep your variants straight. But it's the thing is,
learn your variants.
Anyway, we've been going on this thing now into this is the heading
into
the
couple of months. It'll be 2 years.
Well, and it's actually, this thing is, well, you've got to remember that this thing began in China in October of 2019. And no one knew about this. It was not a word was said to anyone about this.
No, they tried. They did their utmost to contain it and hide it from the world.
It was,
and obviously they failed.
Yeah, hiding it, yes. And we still don't know.
Which was
know.
The wrong thing to do.
And we don't know for sure. There's so many different stories coming out whether this thing came out as... Was it bats? Was it bats at an open market? Have they eaten bats?
The two prevailing theories that come out, it was either from bats in an open market or it leaked out of a infectious disease lab somewhere in Wuhan.
But you can't say blaming the Chinese or whatever. Blame the Chinese for a couple. You can blame the Chinese for a lot of things. One is not telling anybody what's going on. Two, it's the fact is keeping a lid on.
I just
want
to clarify, blaming the Chinese government.
Chinese government, exactly.
Because people, there's a distinction because a country's people and its government are two different things.
Now they also have the Chinese government have brought back an old fashioned thing that we didn't think we'd see. They have in essence concentration camps, and that when they went back to work, the Muslim population in these camps were the ones that were required to go to work in spite of the fact of COVID raging. And of course, they downplayed the amount of people in China that ever got COVID. They had minimal numbers,
mm-hmm.
which we knew were totally false. But again, it's the Chinese government versus the Chinese people. We're not talking Chinese people. But unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is the misinformation is rampant. That's really what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole Stop the Steal campaign and then this. Information coming out on the January 6th, I think I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. I have no idea. But what it happens is it's an eye of the beholder. You have those that look at what
yes.
happened, a large number, and I'm going to say particularly Republicans and Republican backers of Trump look and minimize it and say it was just simply a demonstration that went a little bit out of control.
Yeah, and multiple police officers were assaulted and murdered, and people destroyed destroyed government property.
Then you have the Democratic side, which says it was an insurrection and an attempt to shut down. Which is exact.
In regards to maybe a very small minority of that, I'm going to call it is. It was basically an angry mob.
An angry mob.
With a very small minority of that group, particularly the ones you saw the famous photos of, like the QAnon shaman with the giant buffalo hat. And those guys were going in there to try and...
Well, and the story that comes out that all of these quote-unquote fake MAGA or Make America Great Again...
MAGA,
you know, were there. Yeah, they were actually Democrats that were trying to basically cause this thing to be, you know,
trying to incite something.
Look, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence of the steal going on. There's none of all of these things continue on, and it's like, because if you tell a lie and you keep telling the same lie and you keep it going, and especially when you set it up with the fact that you don't trust the results and you aren't sure whether you will honor the results
of
the election.
That's the prevailing opinion with a lot of people in regards to Trump's attitude towards losing the election. He was attempting to sow distrust in his supporters and thus build his supporter base and make them even more...
And he's got a base. The largest base in the Republican Party right now is the Donald Trump base. There's mm-hmm. nobody else even close.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let's face it. As it stands now, he's going to run again,
mm-hmm.
as it stands now, unless for some reason they can. But I don't know. I don't know if they will. Is that base strong enough to withhold? Biden has done himself no favors by being very, very. I don't know what he's been. I'm not sure. Kamala Harris, I don't think deserves
I think the word that could be used to describe it is, at best, mediocre.
And Kamala Harris, at best, bad. if not non-existent. Yeah. So it's really. Mm-hmm. I think
get a lot of people coming out and saying that the January 6th investigation panel is a example of blatant partisanship and them trying to punish the Republican Party.
Who's leading? Liz Cheney, a Republican, daughter of the former vice president. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I suppose you say, well, okay, she's just really a rhino. And I don't know. The fact is we're throwing a lot of names are being thrown around, a lot of speculations going on. We still got signs. I still see it every time I drive by my neighborhood. Devil dogs for Trump. I'm not even sure who the devil dogs are. I think, is it a Marine?
The devil dogs is a nickname for the United States Marine Corps.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
During the break, I'll give you the whole story.
Yeah. Here it is, what it's going on. Here it is, how many months after the election?
I went home for the holidays. I still see Trump flags all over the place.
There's still Trump flags. There's still Trump signs.
Right next to the signs in Illinois that say Pritzker sucks.
Okay. Anyway, we'd love to talk with you about any of the other things that are going on.
Legislative session starts today in Iowa.
I heard the
$2 billion budget.
That's what I saw, and and the question right now, and what we're going to get back to, we're going to talk a little bit about the craziness in Chicago and the school district in Chicago and the people that are the families. You know, this whole
it's a rough scenario, but
well, the remote learning. Let's face it. This whole remote learning thing Yes. Will it work for some? It does work, and it will work better than, I guess, no school at all. But it basically puts all the pressure back on, especially with the smaller children, puts it all on the parents. And that's really the problem that I see.
You don't think it puts any pressure on the teacher?
It puts pressure on teacher, puts pressure on parents. I'm saying, yes. What do you do to deal with this type of variant, and which one, what is the safest way to operate? I don't know. those are things.
If we knew, I think we would be in a much better scenario.
It would be much better indeed. We're going to take a break. We will be back.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them, having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
Iowa hosts Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Thursday. Pre-game at 7. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KVUR.
Want better skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash, infused with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to renew skin surface cells, improving skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash. To transform skin from dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling fearless in my skin. And now try new Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for healthier looking skin that improves over time. Olay Body.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah. Life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. The city of Burlington has announced a brief road closure in the city. Starting Monday, a portion of Chaka Khan Drive will be closed to through traffic to allow for construction personnel to install storm sewer infrastructure. Weather permitting, the closure is expected to last about 1 week. State officials have ordered restrictions that limit the movement of inmates inside the state's maximum security prison in Fort Madison after a guard was assaulted Friday night. Radio Iowa's Oka Henderson reports.
According to a news release from the Iowa Department of Corrections, an inmate assaulted a male correctional officer, and nearby staff who responded to an alert restrained the inmate. The officer was taken to a local hospital in a department vehicle, then transferred to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. His medical condition has not been released. Prison officials say the inmate who committed the assault was not injured.
The Iowa legislature begins the 2022 session Monday with nearly $2 billion in the bank and a strong urge by Republican legislative leaders and the governor to cut taxes. There will be pushback from Democrats and others who will call for spending some of the excess cash on priority areas such as public schools and improved child care. Leaders from both parties also acknowledge Iowa has a serious problem with a lack of workers to fill open jobs. Controversial social issues are also likely to surface as Republicans are urged by some of their strongest supporters to outlaw abortion and limit access to books some view as too salacious for school libraries. Firefighters who responded to a house fire in the eastern Iowa city of Riverside found the bodies of 2 people inside. The fire was reported just before 1 a.m. Saturday at a home in Riverside. The Washington County Communications Center says that when firefighters arrived, they found smoke and flames coming from the structure. Firefighters recovered 2 bodies, which were taken to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. American and Russian diplomats are in talks about Russia's troop buildup on the Ukraine border and security demands.
Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman is meeting in Switzerland with her Russian counterpart. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is watching closely.
These are important efforts to try to make sure to have a political solution that we prevent an armed conflict.
Simon Owen, Fox News.
The week once again starts with public school canceled in Chicago over teachers' coronavirus safety concerns. Union President Jesse Sharkey.
We still remain apart on a number of key features that we need to restart our stalled schools.
What the Chicago Teachers Union did was an illegal walkout. They abandoned their posts and they abandoned kids and their families.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on NBC's Meet the Press. The teachers say they'll hold classes remotely if the city will let them. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Sunny skies, near steady temperatures, a high around 19 degrees. And then mostly clear tonight, a low back down to 7 above. But then sunny, much warmer Tuesday, and breezy, high to 40 with south winds gusting to 25. Partly cloudy Tuesday night, low down to 26. Southwest winds gusting to 25. Mostly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday with a high both days 40 and a chance of rain or snow Friday with a high to 37. Right now, sunny skies, 15 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. The S&P 500 index on pace for a fifth straight decline, and all the major averages are struggling on Wall Street this morning. Treasury yields are higher. The 10-year hit 1.8% this morning, higher than all of last year. This gives investors what's seen as a safer place to put their money to work than risky stocks. Inflation, the Federal Reserve, and COVID data could whip markets around in the week ahead. Goldman Sachs forecasting 4 interest rate hikes this year by the Fed, more than previously expected. Moderna's CEO told CNBC this morning that future COVID booster shots coming in the fall will likely target Omicron. Take-Two Interactive buying Farmville game creator Zynga for more than $12 billion on this merger Monday. Crocs says fourth quarter sales were up more than 40%, and 21 was a banner year for the plastic shoe company. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
The weather outside is frightful, but the slots are delightful. When you've got no place to go, come to Catfish Bend Casino. With Frosty Free Play, you could win your share of $20,000 in free play. Earn one entry for every 50 points earned. 22 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. 7 winners will be drawn every Friday in January at 7 and 8 p.m. to win $250 or $1,000 in free play. See Player Services for details. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino inside Fun City Resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
My name is Giselle Tan. I'm an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in foot and ankle. When I first came to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, I thought the facilities were first class. I don't think it's widely known that you can do an ankle replacement. I think there are more and more people that are getting them. An ankle replacement is nice because it keeps motion at your joint.
To learn more about Dr. Tan and foot and ankle surgery at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, visit greatriverhealth.org.
Complete your plumbing project right now with help from Menards. Get a new water softener to make sure you have softer skin and cleaner clothes with Water Boss. A compact 40,000 grain Water Boss water softener will eliminate hard water. It saves you money by using less water and less salt, too. Reduce chlorine, bad taste, and odor from your water with a Water Boss water softener. Save big money on one right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Space heaters are meant to do exactly what their name says: heat a space. They are not an economical solution for heating your entire home. If your home has issues causing it to be drafty or uncomfortable, take measures to fix them and reduce your heating and cooling bills now and for future years. Many utilities like Access Energy Cooperative can help with rebates. Start with low-cost steps like caulking and weather stripping doors and windows. Use area rugs on wood or tile floors. Check your attic. If you don't have enough insulation, you are losing heat through the roof. If you must use a space heater, choose one with thermostat control. Only heat small spaces you're currently using and shut off other rooms to contain their warmth. And for safety, place it on a level surface away from traffic and keep children and pets away. To avoid increasing energy bills even more this winter, only use space heaters for what they were designed, heating small spaces. Let us help you find more ways to save. Visit AccessEnergyCoop.com. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Start your day with KBUR.
The morning news.
The weather.
Information you need to start your day.
Instant, up to date.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. and online at kbur.com.
Welcome back on the talk show today. It is an open phone day. We'd be delighted to hear from you today about anything that's on your mind. City operating, they've got the Tiger Grant program will be going on in full bore continuing this year. And Jefferson Street is going to be basically, it will be pretty well being under construction through the summertime. And it will be, so it's going to, there's going to be some changes that will be going on there. The bike races, Friday night bike races, Saturday bike races, those will be actually starting and finishing right here at River Park Place. We're going to talk with Tony Martinez about that on our Friday show. But, you know, it's amazing. I have not seen this, the number of what we, I think there were 7 different bowl games either canceled or changed because of COVID protocols.
Yeah, some of them at the very last minute, such as with UCLA.
And, you know, I guess, and we also...
Well, you understand that viewpoint. You have to put the safety of the athletes ahead of everything else, right?
No, and I guess I get that. I'm just wondering how the heck this Beijing Olympics are going to be going on.
I guarantee you there's going to be heavy emphasis on vaccination status coming into this.
I would certainly think so. I can't, now.
Much like with the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, and we thought, now I remember saying, and I was talking also last week about the fact that in 2 weeks from Friday, the Ragbri route will be coming out for this year. And I'm really in the same boat that I was a year ago, that because I don't stay in a tent, and I won't stay in a tent. I'm not going to camp on Ragbri. I'm not going to change.
You've been very adamant about not staying in a tent.
I will not, and I will absolutely no. But I also am. But I do stay in houses, and I stay with people typically that I've stayed with before.
But it's
still kind of there's an uncertainty about that. Asking someone to stay at their house when there's still uncertainty over what COVID is or what it isn't. The fact is, we still have misinformation, we still have a lack of information, and we still have it here. That's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say it's going to be with us forever to some degree. It's going to become
the common cold.
It's going to be the common cold or the regular flu or whatever. You'll have basically if the pattern continues as it seems, then we would see milder and milder variants coming out after this, which would basically bring it to an end. That would be that's how the 1918, it just basically just disappeared. As milder and milder variants came out, they didn't know exactly what the variants were, but they just knew that all of a sudden people weren't as sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it became just, okay, it became no big deal.
Yep.
And then it just simply faded into the woodwork.
And I think that's the prevailing attitude, is that we just need to get to that point in where it's just the common cold again, as you said.
And maybe it's a situation... The problem we have with this is that you still have this quarantine basis and how many days you quarantine to.
Well, you have to understand that a lot of that is a lot of the backtracking and all that stuff is because research on this is essentially being done on the fly.
Well, it is being done on the fly, and I guess
because you have to because. Yeah. I know that this phrase has been said to death over the past years, but we have no precedent for something like this.
I know, and that's really where we are.
All right. You mind if I switch gears a little bit?
Yes. What do you got?
Started the Iowa legislative session today, and we're doing it with a $2 billion bankroll.
The other question that we have is there's a lot of potential laws that will be potentially up for change.
Mm-hmm.
The medical marijuana law, there's been a number of proposals there.
I think, are you of the same opinion as me, and I think recreational marijuana should just be legal in Iowa.
Because
we're surrounded by states that have legalized it already.
They're in essence putting there that will be something that will
be
talked about.
You'll have to look at it from a pragmatic point of view, and that legalizing or ending marijuana prohibition is just a, in my opinion, a very economically smart thing to do. One, because it's a taxable and regulatable thing, and two, you're not clogging up the system with petty marijuana violations.
I think one of the key things here is that if the federal government removes it from its Class A, or I believe it's Class A narcotic.
Yeah, it's still.
Yeah. It has to change. It has to be removed from that, I think, really.
Well, the way that gets done is more and more states have to legalize it.
I know it. And finding a way to, it's obviously booming in Illinois. Well, it's
booming in Illinois for a reason. One, marijuana convictions, it seemed like there was half a dozen of them every 6 hours.
Well,
and the big factor into why it happened, why do you think it happened?
Money.
Money. Illinois was flat broke, and they realized tax revenue on recreational marijuana, if it was properly regulated, could make them a mint. And it has.
Okay. All right. Will that happen in Iowa? I don't know.
Who knows?
It is one of those things. We talked a little bit.
I think it could happen sooner than you think.
Traffic laws? Banning the use of handheld cell phones.
That's a good thing.
I think that's basically...
I use a hands-free device in my car, and I think that's the... But if you have to use a cell phone for any function in your car, having a hands-free device is the way to do it.
Well, the hands-free device will allow you to... You could actually, and especially with the smartphones, you can say, Siri, I need to make a text. Or Siri, just simply... Who's calling?
Do you have one of those things where your Bluetooth on your iPhone hooks up to your car?
It will.
I use the Amazon thing, the Echo Auto.
I don't because I don't use it. My wife has one in her car, but
I use it almost daily because I talk to people on the phone a lot when I'm in my car, and it just seemed like the safest way to do things.
Well, it's best to be able. The safest is best. But one of the things we talked with Jason Marlowe is the fact that anytime when you're taking phone calls while you're on the go, and especially in busy traffic,
it takes your focus off the road.
And
when you could say that about any function with a cell phone in the car. It takes your focus off the road,
even if you are not, But obviously, hands free is better than
Hands on
is definitely better than hands on. And then looking at texts. Right now, Siri will
do not text and drive.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, and
some cars have this text to speech function where it will read the text you've been sent, and that's a completely safe way to do it. And they also have a speech to text thing where you can reply.
Now, I don't have it on my phone, but I know my wife does on her phone. But it's like the fact is the technology is changing. I think the fact that we still have. Distractions. There's still a lot of distractions.
Well, distractions aren't going to go away. You just have to find ways to make them less of a distraction.
Speaking of distractions, I don't know how many people had a problem on Saturday night. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do you have with us today?
This Dean, I'd like to say to the crew, they did a good job clearing off the streets. They're nice, and I'd like to thank them for that.
Absolutely.
And also that, I don't know if you heard it, but on Twitter, a guy wrote a song about criticizing the pullout of Afghanistan. The song said Biden's blood is on his hands. They took it down, but a lot of people protested. Now they put it back up.
Okay.
And basically, there's a little bit of freedom still in this country where the people... They listen to the people for once, and they let the guy sing the song that criticizes Biden. So that's one good thing.
Well, yeah, but if they didn't allow that, that would be a clear violation of someone's First Amendment rights.
Well, lucky because that's what they're doing. That's where countries go, and we don't. Our freedoms are going bye-bye, basically. The computer companies are gods, and they decide what...
I don't think it's necessarily... Dean, I don't think it's necessarily people trying to... eliminate freedoms, it's people trying to circumvent freedoms.
And the other thing you have, Dean, is that you got Facebook and Twitter are private companies, and they're
unregulated.
I got a brother in California. He's a liberal. He agrees with me that we should unregulate them and make them face the same government thing to make them where they'd be allowed to be broke up and allowed to be sued.
You're looking for antitrust action here, is what you're saying, Dean, right?
Both parties are in their pockets.
So you're looking for some sort of antitrust action?
Well, that's what, I was on this program before. That's what they did. I told you about that in History Channel. I talked about the Rockefellers and the three others that they did the same thing, and they broke them up.
That is true.
And basically, and also allow them that they can't be sued.
Yes.
And they should allow them to be sued.
Yes, because
like any other private company.
I am very much of the same mind. Monopolies in any regard are a bad thing.
That's what my brother agree with.
And a lot of these things, and Dean, I agree. I
they're a monopoly, and monopolies are never good.
I think one of the things that's being talked about right now is the fact there's a lot of businesses right now that utilize Facebook as their business address. And that's something, that's a problem right now because as Facebook, let's face it, Mark Zuckerberg's got way too much power. Jeff Bezos has way too much power.
Of Twitter, I don't remember his name. He has way too much power.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nuts. And Twitter, between Twitter and Instagram
and there's a reason, and Instagram's owned by Facebook.
I know.
The reason why they have so much power is because I would say over 95% of people in this country use them.
Yeah, and I think that's really it. Anyway, Dean, we're not going to disagree. We're not going to disagree with that one. And the question I have for you is Donald Trump going to run for president?
I think he probably will. I'm in a mixed bag. Excuse me. You ever watched the movie Patton?
Yes.
Would drive him as just like Patton. Patton basically thought, I do it my way, I know best, and if you don't like it, well, get out of the room, you're fired.
Yeah.
And he's arrogant, yes. He's somewhat little bully. And I always said on this program that what he said about, I can't remember his name offhand, that ran for president, he was war hero.
John McCain.
Said that about him. He is a war hero, and he had no right to criticize him because how dare he criticize him when he never served in the armed forces.
Anyway.
That's right. He received a deferment from being drafted into the Vietnam War because his father essentially bought him out of it.
He stand up to the Koreans because he refused to criticize the United States. They want him to, and he refused.
Dean, I got to run, but you have a good
bye-bye.
Day, okay? Bye-bye.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them, having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
Iowa hosts Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Thursday. Pre-game at 7. Brought to you by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, courtesy door sales and service, Pizza Ranch, and by the Pilot Grove Savings Bank on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Finally, you can relax. The holidays are over. You can sit back and giggle at the thought of everyone tearing into gifts with paper flying all over. And now that the family is happy, it's time to treat yourself. Grab your gift cards and cash from this holiday and splurge on a me day in Des Moines County. You can take in a movie, dine on a delicious meal from a local restaurant, enjoy some spa time, or even retail therapy. Maybe you just want to give your ride a tune-up, or buy tickets to an upcoming show, or maybe you just want to spruce up your home. However you do it, there's no wrong way to support local businesses. As a bonus, when you spend money in Des Moines County, you not only help create jobs for your friends and neighbors, you help promote community development. It's time to treat yourself and support the members of the Chamber of Commerce. Just look for the Little Chamber Member sticker on the door. Brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce, a division of the Greater Burlington Partnership, making connections, building community.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? Direct flights between Burlington, Iowa and St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare begin February 1st, 2022. Daily service on Cape Air is affordable and convenient from Burlington, with flights starting at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare. Parking at the Burlington Airport is free with service beginning February 1st. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
Free Talk Live.
The origin of rock and roll is in voodoo. The devil created rock and roll, and it's used to rob man of his freedom. And you cannot go into any public space in the U.S. without hearing the African drums of voodoo. And it's used...
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Free Talk Live, weeknights from 11 till midnight on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back on the talk show today. I know it's a soup to nuts, anything goes kind of day. Again, what's going to happen with COVID? I have no idea.
I don't think any of us know.
What's going to happen with the January 6th investigation? I have no idea.
We'll have to wait and see.
What's going to happen in the 2024 election? I don't have a clue.
We haven't even gotten to the 2022 elections yet.
I would be very surprised if the
we still have a midterm election to go here.
I know. I would be very surprised if the Republicans don't control both houses of the United States Congress.
You know, I see it as almost a complete inverse of when Trump got elected in 2016, because the Republican Party held majority in every House of Congress and the White House, and then during the midterm elections, the entire legislative branch flipped to the other party.
But it's not unusual.
No,
to have
it's
that
a
happen.
Very, very common occurrence.
And again, it just means that there's going to be legislation.
Looks like we're going to see a little bit of turnover in the Senate here.
The problem is what we don't have is compromise. There is no compromise anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Because the prevailing attitude is my way or the highway.
And as long as there is no compromise, you're going to have
nothing's getting done. People are just going to stay mad at each other.
We really don't have any compromise. The Republicans control the Iowa legislature, and there's no compromise there either.
No, because they don't have to compromise, because they hold majority.
They hold a majority, and they've got the reverse of the.
They want to outlaw certain books in school libraries. They can.
Yeah.
Which is one of the issues that I believe they brought up.
Anyway.
In terms of discussion in the legislature.
And then you've got Illinois, which is a whole different other beast.
Yeah, because it's really two places. It's Illinois and Chicago.
Well, it's Lori Lightfoot and it's J.B. Pritzker? Is it?
Governor Pritzker and Lori Lightfoot, they're basically the same, two halves of the same coin.
Okay. And, we've got different laws everywhere you go across this country, and in different ways to deal with how you educate kids, what requirements you have, whether there's any mandates or not.
Believe me, teachers are just as tired of all the educational mandates as parents are, believe me.
I know. Trust me. I'd like to just see us find a way to just get over
That's
it.
The troubling thing about the remote learning thing, is because there's arguments for it on both sides.
I know. Have a great Monday.
A tradition of news, sports, and